The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Tina Chang, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. This morning, my son stood too close to a woman getting off the subway during our morning commute. The woman shouted, "Why don't you mind your children? What's wrong with them?" This is life in New York City, filled with speedy exchanges, quick retorts, and less than cordial interactions during its busiest and most congested times. My son wondered why I didn't have a bigger reaction, why I didn't shout back at the woman and teach her a lesson about her own manners. But I looked at him, touched his face, and said, "Sometimes saying nothing protects you more." I don't believe my son was satisfied with this answer. I think he would have preferred that I protected him with a hellfire rant, given the woman a taste of her own medicine, fought fire with fire. What does it mean to love someone more than you love yourself? What would you do to protect someone you care for? And what are we truly protecting them from? There are so many dangers in the world, and sometimes it's difficult to decipher which fears are real and which are imaginary. I think it's for this reason that I love fairy tales so much. When the children were younger, I would read to them endlessly from Grimm's fairy tales. Midway through reading them, I suddenly realized how incredibly dark and sinister many of the stories were. What was the role of the hunter who pursued Red Riding Hood? And what was the true meaning of the stepmother who wanted to kill Snow White with a poisonous apple? If these stories were meant to relay danger, they did their job well. And ultimately, what is the function of fairy tales? Surely they introduce children to the unlimited power of their imagination. But the threats presented also illuminate a world in which children are, for the first time, independent and free, thus charging each guardian to bargain with themselves about how best to safeguard someone who's no longer theirs to protect. Today's poem, Killdeer, by Nick Flynn, begins by following a bird and its drama of a feigned broken wing. The bird's natural instinct is to lure the predator away from its nest as a self-sacrificing gesture. It would rather give up its own life to spare its hatchlings. But this poem questions the unseen difficulties yet to be resolved. There is a dull pang that exists just below the surface, an ache that is waiting to occur, and that is something the prey cannot escape. Killdeer by Nick Flynn. You know how it pretends to have a broken wing to lure predators away from its nest? How it staggers just out of reach? If at this moment you're feeling metaphorical, nest can be the whatever inside us that we think needs protection, the whatever that is small and hasn't yet found its way. Like us, it has lived so long on scraps, on what others have left behind. It thinks it could live on air, on words, forever almost. It thinks it would be better to let the predator kill it than to turn its back on that child again, forgetting that one lives inside the other. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.